Okay, Durward.
Now, as you and Gary move along, we will tarry and endeavor to further enchant the dear listeners. And I think, Rosie, that's a cue for you.
I'm all ready.
Well, then go.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You may. My life's so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me.
Here's a word or two for every housewife. Listen, ladies.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
What is Royal Edge paper?
Royal Edge is shelf paper and colorful edging combined. You just fold the edging down.
And Royal Lining paper?
Royal Lining is the best-looking drawer lining paper you ever saw.
Which should I get, Royal Edge or Royal Lining?
Lady, you need both, and you can afford both. Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers cost only pennies a yard at every variety store. So,
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers today.
Bing, I have a little thought.
What's that?
Why don't you and I gang up on a gang of songs?
Well, that kind of gang warfare shouldn't be too objectionable. No one gets hurt. I'm for that. What songs will we gang up on?
Whatever Buddy Cole plays. Let's just roll along with him.
For a change. Okay, I'm with you.
Let's keep it that way. That's very important in a duet. And let's not lose Buddy.
And vice versa. Does he know?
No.
Miami, shine on my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea.
Moon over Miami, shine on us. A dream of two that may come true when the tide comes in.
You'll hear the song of the smiling troubadours. You'll hear the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami,
you little kiss on my Irish shore.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet rose is blue.
Our ladies listening have party problems, but I wonder if any of them have ever given a party for 34 people in a two-room apartment.
34 people in a two-room apartment?
This sounds rather like a scene in an old Marx Brothers film. Yeah.
You gave such a party, Rosie?
No, but I read of such a party in the L.A. Times. The hostess was Mrs. Peter Van Meter of South Pasadena, incidentally.
Well, what did Mrs. P. Van M. do? Hmm? March her guests in one door and out the other, handing them little sandwiches and drinks as they moved along?
Oh, what an idea for a party.
Yeah, hello, goodbye, do come again.
But not tonight.
No doubling back, no repeats.
Steady, boys, don't get carried away now. Don't jump to such jolly conclusions. All of Mrs. Van Meter's guests stayed right in the apartment.
Oh, what's the trick?
No trick. The hostess simply used her head. She knew it was impossible to seat 34 people, so she moved all the furniture against the walls and everybody stood.
Oh, stacked in there like sardines, huh?
You see, it breaks up a party if some sit and some stand. And in this instance, the two rooms were so packed with people, it was impossible to sit.
And also impossible to fall down.
More cocktail parties should be like that.
You bet. And two packed in so tightly, I imagine folks sort of had to kind of take turns raising their arms. They had to sort of alternate in the elbow-depending apartment. Drink on counts, you know.
Sure.
Left side of the room on the odd and the other the even.
And that would cut down the volume and the speed of the freeloading.
Hey, you have something there. This setup could limit consumption considerably.
It would affect a great saving in liquids and solids. The compact way of cocktailing, is it?
By the way, what was served, Rosie?
Mrs. Van Meter served a seafood cocktail dip, thinly sliced ham, assorted breads, deviled eggs, olives, cakes, cookies, and punch.
Think of that.
Punch, huh?
Yes.
None of my business, but did the punch have a message?
Oh, yeah, the punch had a real good punch to it.
And nobody fell down?
Nobody could fall down.
Nobody sat down.
Well, here's to the stand-up dinner.
Will you please pass the deviled eggs, Bing?
Sorry, Rosie, I'm hemmed in here. I can't budge either arm.
Well, can you open your mouth?
Well, just on the vowels.
Oh, well, I'm saying something
about it. Okay.
I'm sitting on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail. Four walls and a ceiling, lordy, what a feeling. Just a mean old low-down jail, separating me from everything but the evening mail. I'm like a ship without a sail, wrote my one-time mama down in Jacksonville. Said, sweet mama, I'm in jail. Now, honey, please don't fail me, hurry up and mail me bail. That's just a year ago, and I'm still on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail.
I had a letter handed to me just yesterday from a chick I used to kick around with down on Mobile Bay. She said, honey, won't you please send your baby a bit of bail? They done caught me messing with some Uncle Sam's mail. I had another letter, too, from a big old boy named Stout. Said he's going to get me, going to fix me, too, when I got out. Said he's going to meet me right here at the front gate. But, man, he don't know how long he's going to have to wait. I'm sitting on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail. Four walls and a ceiling, oh, what a feeling. Just a mean old low-down jail, separating me from everything but the evening mail. I'm like a ship without a sail, wrote my one-time mama down in Jacksonville. I said, sweet mama, your papa's in jail. Now, honey, don't you fail me. Hurry up and mail me some bail. That's just a year ago, and I'm still on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail. Send me a file and some corn pone.
Waiting for the evening mail.
Prosecution ready. Court will proceed.
I'm innocent, Your Honor.
How do you know? You haven't heard the charge yet.
Yes, what is the charge, Mr. Prosecutor?
Well, in these cases, the charge is mere pin money.
That's all? Mm-hmm. Then I'm guilty, Your Honor.
But guilty of what? Well, somebody please read the charge.
Gladly. Not having her shoes repaired when it costs so little, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, this calls for the maximum penalty. Does prisoner wish to make a statement?
I plead extenuating circumstances.
And I object.
You mean there's no shoe repair shop near you, Miss Clooney?
Oh, but there are. Shoe repair shops are everywhere.
Including ones with a cat's paw cat in the window?
Especially ones with a cat's paw cat in the window.
You see, she has no excuses.
I see. Are you ready for your sentence, prisoner?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, using his skill and such unexcelled materials as cat's paw soft, resilient, non-slip rubber heels, cat's paw soles, and lighter-than-leather, lighter-than-rubber microlite soles, the modern shoe repairer rebuilds shoes good as new, quickly and economically.
Wow, what a sentence.
Why don't you make her write it 100 times, or 500 times, in her best Palmer method? Go ahead, Your Honor.
So ordered. Next case.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and the feeling of spring makes your heart want to sing. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day.
Now, Bing, how about finishing things off musically?
You want me to apply the coup de grace?
Oui, monsieur.
Eh bien, entendu.
Oh, when the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I'll listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bobbing along.
Come in, Red.
Gentlemen, that ends this rendezvous.
Both of us hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we have, and we thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Calls Music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.